Robin Gilchrist is a professor of construction technology. She teaches architecture, and normally, her classes are a hybrid of physical and digital learning. Before the pandemic, she was teaching students how to use drafting software, but now her classes are fully online. And without that in-person interaction, she says some students aren't as engaged as she'd hoped they'd be.
So I've been calling them or texting them individually to make sure that they're okay. But, you know, this is very traumatic, and some of my students are working and now they're not. And so they're probably more worried about how they're going to pay their rent than whether they get an assignment done.
For many students, online learning just isn't compatible with their classwork. Sadie Inman's focus is geography and the environment, as well as outdoor studies.
A lot of the professors don't know what to do. So some of my classes have dropped assignments, and other classes have made up more assignments, and so everything's kind of just upside down.
And on top of the stress of classwork during the pandemic, housing is increasingly becoming an issue. Inman is one of about 150 students who were living on campus before the pandemic. Only about 30 students are still there because they didn't have safe places to go home to. And while Inman was able to find housing through her work as a volunteer firefighter, options were limited for other students. Sage Logan says he left for spring break, and when he returned to Juneau,
2 days after we had returned, or I had returned from my spring break, and that's how many days we had before we could just move out. Like, we had to be moved out by that day. So that was just very startling.
He's now back home in Washington State, living in close quarters with his family. But he feels the impact of being removed from the community.
People are close. You often refer to your professors by their first name. You know, even the chancellor knows students by their first name. And so it's a very familiar kind of feeling. So kind of being removed from that environment feels a little, like it kind of adds a little salt in the wound for this isolation.
But there are still ways for students to stay connected. Online meetups and art therapy sessions are held regularly through the university's social media pages. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Peña.